Something which caught my attention in the newsletter which UCT sends out, UCT News, and they talk about the research that has been done and various things that are going on the campus that the people who compile the newsletter think would be of broader interest. And what caught my eye yesterday was the story about a PhD researcher who is looking at, well, let me take a step back. I was told that Cape Town uses about 300 million cubic meters of water annually, most of which comes from the six major dams, the condition of which worries us so much at the moment. But every year, four times as much as that falls on the city, rain. So four times our annual use falls as rain and disappears. How do you make a reasonable percentage of it not disappear, but make it available to be used in various ways within the city? And that's what John O'Kerdy, who is a civil engineer and PhD researcher, is looking into. And I'm delighted to say that he's come to join us in the studio. John, welcome.
Thank you. Loving me.
Some of it goes into groundwater, some of it streams, and then out to sea.
That's true.
And what are you specifically looking at?
Okay, so what happens conventionally, the way they treat stormwater is when it falls on our cities, we put it in pipes and basically discharge it into the sea. But that's the conventional way, and it's done all over the world. But what Professor Armitage and his colleagues over very many years, close to 20 years, they've been investigating on how best we can actually optimize or use this stormwater infrastructure to provide more than just conveying this water into the sea, essentially losing it. And one of them is actually to an opportunity to reuse the water that actually falls on the city, on urban areas like Cape Town. Like we've just mentioned, four times the water we use actually falls on our city, and all of it is discharged into the sea. So we're thinking...
Not all of it. Some of it surely soaks in and becomes part of the groundwater system.
Yeah, for Cape Town, essentially, then it seeps back through the Force Bay into the sea.
Okay. So
eventually...
It might not go in the first sort of 24 hours of having fallen, but
absolutely,
eventually it goes.
Yeah, so the groundwater still ends up in the sea, so we essentially lose it. So what we're thinking is, why don't we then reuse that water? For example, what I'm looking at is we have the stormwater detention ponds. We have very many of these, about 800 of them.
Do we? 800?
Stormwater ponds are scattered all over the city.
Typically what size, John?
About a hectare on average, 110,000 square meters. So they're all over the city. Some are small, some are actually larger, maybe two or three hectares. Mostly dry. Because they only work when there's a flood. And how often do floods come? Not often.
Not too often. Can't remember the last flood.
Yeah, so you have an infrastructure that's mostly dry and basically not doing much. So what we're thinking is, why don't we then convert these stormwater ponds into reservoirs, for example? Okay, and that's one way of doing it. Or alternatively, we could use these stormwater ponds, retrofit them into assisting into the capturing this water and infiltrating it into the ground and actually pulling it out using boreholes. And if you do that, of course, you'll definitely recover most of the stormwater that actually, instead of losing it, you actually reuse it.
Because the city has said that they don't think it is worth capturing and treating storm water to put it back into the system as potable water because the cost in terms of the amount of water that would be made available that way, that the cost doesn't match the benefit.
Okay.
So they say rather use the spring waters to, for example, water the urban park because then you don't have to capture it and treat it. You take it straight out of the flow into a system which sprays the grass and the flowers. But you're talking about something much wider than that.
Yes, as you've just mentioned now that we receive four times of what we need. So the issue actually is not quantity. The quantity is available. The problem is how do you store it? So the issue of it not being enough is not the issue because we've just mentioned that four times actually falls on these areas. So the quantity is not the problem. The problem would probably be how do you store it, because most of this water comes, so we talked about irrigation, for example. Irrigation is in the summer and this water actually comes in the winter, so there's a mismatch between when the water is available and when you actually require it. So storage is very critical. And if you talk about the Cape Flats, for example, the Cape Flats is about the Cape Flats aquifer. It's an extent of about 600 square kilometers. And most of it ranges, the depth of that is between 3 meters deep to 50 meters deep in some areas. And you can, and the porosity. Porosity is the volume of water that you can store, the percentage of water that can be stored in a column of soil, about 30% of that. So, for example, worst case scenario, let's use the shallowest aquifer, maybe 3 meters, and that would be like a meter, the deep of water, and multiply by the area, which is about 600 square kilometers, you essentially have a combination of very many dams under the ground. So the issue is not the quantity, really, because the quantity is there.
It's storage. I mean, four times, we've said it many times now, four times as much water as we use falls over the city. None of that is used. It keeps gardens going and lawns going and so on, but it isn't used.
Yes.
And half of the city's water comes from Tierwaterskloof.
Yes.
And when Tierwaterskloof is full, it covers an enormous area of ground.
Absolutely.
So what we're saying is that eight Tierwaterskloofs fall every year.
Yes.
And when you think about it in those terms, in terms of storage, you go, there isn't anywhere big enough to store that.
Yeah, so I've just mentioned that the Cape Flats aquifer, which is basically the low-lying area of Cape Flats, is about 600 square kilometers. You see that? Eh? So there is space there, which you can actually do the storage there. But
And how big a civil engineering challenge is it to take that storm water and divert it into the Cape Flats aquifer?
No, because what we're looking at is we have the stormwater ponds, which actually the stormwater actually ends up before it actually gets into the rivers, because stormwater ponds actually control floods. So the initial flow of the flood actually first reaches the stormwater pond. Now, at that point, you can actually, if you retrofit the basin, you can actually have all that water moving vertical down into the ground rather than into the rivers. So, and you have 800 of those, you can increase them to 1,000. So you can retrofit your stormwater ponds, actually allow for infiltration into this aquifer.
John, I hope that your research involves consultation with the city's water people, because because it would be crazy if you were doing this and they weren't aware of it and weren't contributing to it in some way.
Initially we had water in the dams, which is easy water to harvest. But now, because of the drought, of course, we're beginning to have these discussions. And of course, the news people and yourself, you're getting interested. So we're beginning to get interest from people now. But previously, because we had water always in the dam, so there was no need for this discussion. But we say thank God for the drought. Now we're having these discussions, and we'll see how it goes.
How close are you to completing the PhD and coming up with perhaps some practical proposals?
I should complete my PhD next year, but I'm beginning to write papers now. I just came from Prague, in the International Conference on Urban Drainage. I've been discussing some of my results, but I'm putting them down and probably be available maybe beginning of next year or mid next year.
Talk to the city. Don't talk to them. Shout at them.
Okay, I'll do that. And we need you to help us as well.
Oh, boy, they're tired of me shouting at them, John. They really are. Fascinating work. John O'Curdy, a PhD researcher at University of Cape Town. Thanks very much for coming in, John.
Thank you very much, John.